Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Tuesday morning. Well, quiet night last night, to say the least. No Phils, no NHL, no NBA. Of course, it's going to be none of them for a while, except for tomorrow night with the NBA draft. Phils back at it tonight. Interesting series versus the Astros. Obviously, good tidings in the air based on the Phils-Mets series and really the last 2 weeks of Phillies baseball. We'll get into that extensively today. We'll do a lot on the draft, get you prepped for tomorrow night. I mean, listen, big opportunity for the 76ers, and on a very hot day, a day that certainly will mix in some Eagles as well. A lot to discuss at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich!
Hello.
Hello there, Johnny.
Joe.
You ready for the heat?
Good to see you. You know, it's been hot here for a while here.
I know.
Those of us who've been here.
I mean, I landed on a plane yesterday from Fred Barnett's and figured I'd address that right out of the gate. So I was in the heat to return to the heat, you know? Bermuda to America, you know?
You were cooking.
I'm just pointing it out there right away, all right? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the rumors are true. Fred Barnett's Q rating in Philadelphia has gone down yet again.
It's dropping. Not good. It's like an anchor.
I am like an anchor. Poor guy. He saddles up to me, and everyone thinks he's a bum. That's not fair. All right, Richie, I'll tell you. We'll get to it. All right. We'll get to it. Richie, give me something. What do you got? Give me a fact.
He wasn't ready to be asked.
You need to get over yourself a little bit.
No,
he's a little bit.
Well, I'm just playing around.
Popping off, as they say.
Popping off.
He's a little poppy right now. Chemist.
I'm sure the masses will have something to say.
This is one of those that I'm just thinking, like, he's going to just not believe it. He's just going to object. He's going to say, nope.
Yep.
Chemists have successfully developed transparent wood. They've taken the stuff that makes wood have color, removed it, and then they inject it with this polymer.
Doesn't shock me.
You've got transparent wood that has these incredible qualities, like it's stronger than glass and lighter than plastic. It's incredible stuff.
At this point in human history, I buy a lot of that stuff, not purchase, meaning believe in. Wow. So, yes, I'm all in on that.
Wow.
I mean, if we could put someone to the moon 70 years ago or 60 years ago, yes.
By the way.
I've worn this shirt before.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it looks I don't know.
It feels very vacation.
Vacation. Yeah.
It's like, sorry.
One more day.
Yeah.
One more thing. James, you're right. It's exactly
what
it is.
Like the Aztec designs on there. It's white linen. Like it's flowy.
Yeah. It'd be a good
tropical linen shirt.
Good show for people to see on the YouTube show. Yeah. So check us out on YouTube. All right, so let's get to it, guys. We'll get to the weekend and the absurdities and all that stuff. And I do want to do a lot on the draft because we are getting close, and it is an opportunity for the Sixers. So we'll get to that in great detail. But let's start Phils. I know you guys did a lot on the Phils yesterday for obvious reasons. Terrific series versus the Mets. Super cool moment Friday night with the double slide, and then obviously the Sunday victory to claim the series in first place. So I kind of chuckled from afar. Like, James, I saw the poll you guys had up yesterday. Do you believe in the Phillies? And it was 72% say yes. After 2 weeks ago, it probably would have been 20% saying yes. And I chuckle because nothing changed. Nothing changed structurally with the Phils. They just started winning again for 2 weeks. So I want to, and I know yesterday that was a part of the show, that poll question. But I want to drill down with everyone right now and all show today at 215-592-9494 to pose the question to you and have you answer here live on WIP. Do you believe in the Phillies? And John, again, I chuckle in part because, like, so many people's answer is going to change from 2 weeks ago. But they didn't trade for anybody.
Yeah, but that's
okay. They didn't add anybody.
But doesn't that make sense to you? When we didn't know exactly who Otto Kemp
was. But we know, if you want to count him,
fine. We didn't know exactly who he was, what he was made of, so to speak. Now we know this guy for, you know, the here and now has been just balling out.
He's played well.
You know, like he seems like a baller, a guy who sports just, it just all kind of makes sense to him, and he can blend right into the major leagues, which is a huge step.
So you put that much stock in him? Because I don't.
I don't. I'm saying I know that he will be up and down just like everyone else will be up and down. I know that I worry about all sorts of stuff. When can Bryson Stott actually be the great player I thought he could be? Right. Or was that a facade? Right. Was that him just being overcautious at the plate for all those years? I took that for him being, wow, parsimonious. He's got a plan. What an approach. Taking so many pitches. I don't know, man. Now I'm so up in the air and concerned that Bryson can't be the guy I thought he was going to be. Right. I'm also concerned that Alec Bohm can't keep it together. Alec Bohm is awesome now offensively. We know he can be the bat we can depend upon the most, but, you know, he didn't play last postseason. We found out we couldn't depend on him when it mattered the most last postseason. I know that things seem better. I know that when he was mic'd up in the
Sunday night
game, he sounded great, and I was so proud, and I was so happy for him. I just hope that stays the same. So there are things that I'm concerned. Well, I'm concerned, can we get two relievers? Is that realistic for this team to add two new, really legit relievers to be the team that I think can win the World Series, but everything feels like it's falling into place, doesn't it?
Well, they've had a good stretch. I mean, we know this from common sense and from this team this year. They're going to probably have two or three more somewhat significant downturns this year. And when I say somewhat significant, it can be, because I think somewhat significant with the way the fan base has reacted, okay, which is different than the actual reality. Fan base sees two wins in seven games and freaks out. And if you notice, this season, I have tried to avoid that. I'm not saying, guys, I don't get frustrated as well at times, for sure. But I think the downturn in the fan base has often been too aggressive too quickly. So let me tell you where I'm at. And again, everyone can weigh in, 215-592-9494. It's a very simple question, which yesterday 72% of people said yes to. But just try to really think about it and give me an honest assessment where you stand on this very simple question. Do you believe in the Phillies? Why or why not? Here's where I'm at. I do. And even when they were having their struggles, and they've had struggles like three or four different times this year, and obviously it was very notable up until about 2 weeks ago, I never was off the Phillies thing. No, I'm not saying I wasn't wavering a bit, sure. But I do believe in the Phillies, and I'll give you two words. Starting pitching. Starting pitching. And that is what I consistently come back to for why I believe in the Phillies. I think they're going to enter October with the best starting pitching in baseball. Now, doesn't guarantee jack squat. Doesn't mean Trey Turner will hit the ball in October. Last year, he didn't hit the ball. Matter of fact, he was like a foot off every time he would swing. He would swing in air. There's nothing there. The ball was a foot away. He was horrendous last October. Now, he's done a good job. He's done a good job this year. He really has hit well. But here's the thing. When I say I chuckle, you know, kind of, because I didn't hear a ton of the station while I was away. I heard a little bit. And people are back on board. And that's great. I'm not trying to dampen the mood. I'm really not. But I chuckle because the issues that we all know were the grand issues. The bullpen, three main issues. The bullpen, the outfield, and the inconsistent everyday hitters, of which Bohm would be one, Castellanos would be another, JT would be another, Stott would be another.
That's another concern of mine, Castellanos. Can that pot stay just simmering? Well, boiling over,
it's gonna
but
go
just
both ways.
Simmering.
Yeah, so the way I look at it is I do believe in the Phillies, but this also goes to another fundamental point I just have to address right out of the gate. You can address it as you see fit at 215-592-9494. I'm going to define, from my perspective, what believing in the Phillies, or in this case, any Philadelphia sports team, but for a team with championship aspirations and a big payroll, here's to me what believing in the Phillies means from my perspective. I think they have a legitimate chance to win a championship. That's where I'm at. Like, when I tell you I believe in the Phillies, I'm not telling you I know they're going to win. Guys, there's a better chance than not that they won't win. I mean, it's 12 teams are going to make the playoffs. There's probably 16 teams right now, thereabout, that have a shot to win the World Series. I think the Phillies have a better shot than most. Guys, they have the third best record in baseball. Third best record. Even before the last 2 weeks, they had one of the better records in baseball. The Phillies are one of the five best teams in baseball. They've been playing that way
without their best player.
They have. And by the way, like Nola, like that, you know, that's been a factor as well.
You sound like a teen a little bit more today. Have you noticed this, Jimmy?
A teen?
A teen.
When my voice
He's
is high?
He's got some teen moments.
Is that what that means?
A little crackage and whatnot.
Oh, I had the one about 5 minutes ago. I heard that one.
Maybe a few.
A little crackage. He's the two. All right, James, do you believe in them?
I do, man. I'm really starting to turn on
Why?
This team. So a few reasons. The toughness, the resiliency, the way they played, the way they've gone about their business, how good and consistent Turner's been. You know, at no point since he's been here has he been consistent for long stretches of time. He's been really good.
Yeah. Offensively.
Offensively,
you know,
yeah. And you know what? He's been better defensively. He's not good. He's not good, but he's been better defensively than he was last year.
He hasn't blown it lately.
So, you know, the team's played well. The starting pitching is real. I mean, those top four guys, no matter how you slice it, if you have those four guys in a playoff series, you do have a chance. I still think the bats matter more in the playoffs these days than they used to. But I think the other thing, you know, watching the NBA Finals and watching Indiana go so far and have such a chance and lose because of an injury, it's such a reminder that it is a war of attrition. Like, baseball is such a long season. We see
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Guys drop like flies as the season goes on. Like, of course they can win the World Series. Of course they can. Like, guys will get hurt. Things will happen across the course of the season. This is one of the better teams in the sport. They have a real chance. They have to add a bullpen piece. I don't think this bullpen is currently constituted, and it could be a starter who goes there is good enough. But they're right there, man. I'm really turning on this team.
One of my frustrations in the last 2 months, and I'm going to be, I mean, sometimes I joke around, I'm poking at the audience, but I'll be like serious right now. One of my frustrations with the audience has been, I think there are too many people that have said this year on WIP, I don't believe in this Phillies team. They can't win the World Series. I think that is so ridiculous to say they can. Of course they can. And by the way, they got a much better shot than most. They really, really do. All right, where do you stand? 215-592-9494. I'm in, and I'm excited, and I do believe in them. But I'm going to be honest. I'm not telling you I believe in them 10 times more than I did 2 weeks ago before they started playing better again. I mean, baseball is a roller coaster. This Philly season has been one in particular. Double, triple loops and the whole deal, and we're in, and we're out, and we're up, and we're down, and we're back in, and we're back out, and we're frustrated, and screw these guys, and trade them all, and they stink, and hey, my team's got third best record in baseball and can actually win it. I lean the latter. They really can. I know they can.
Well, good morning to you. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, Seltzer and Rhea, and a lot of heat. A lot of heat. Man, oh man, it is quite a week. It is amazing also the roller coaster the Phillies have put us through this season. I mean, it's a little unique. Obviously, all teams have some ups and downs, unless you're like the 96 Bulls. But, man, they have had a lot. But I've never, I can't say I haven't wavered, but I've never been out on thinking the Phillies could win the World Series. And, but look, I brace myself for the reality they'll have a couple more downturns. They will. I mean, it's just, it's what happens. I do think people were too quick to dismiss them. And I'll just say this and then write to the phones. I think too many people look at the playoff failures of the last 3 years and say, see, that defines them as not good enough and as losers. And I view it a little different. They've actually won more in the playoffs than a lot of other teams have. I mean, they have. Not last year. But the prior 2 years, they made some deep runs. And I see parts that can win a World Series. But a lot of people see parts and say that won't win a World Series. You tell us where you stand. 215-592-9494.
We didn't have this version of Sanchez, Suarez.
Right.
We didn't have Luzardo.
I totally agree.
You look at this team as Wheeler and the three lefties, you know, that pitching core, and I feel so great.
But 3 years ago, I believed in the bats more. JT was better. Casty was better.
Maybe Stott
was better.
Maybe you're right. Well, look, I know that these bats can go cold and that can last a long time. I know that these bats can also get hot when it really matters. And I know that Bryce, the guy who I count on to be a catalyst in many occasions, he's out. He has not been playing for this team, and they've still been playing at a high level.
Yep.
That bodes well moving forward.
Yeah.
I think this series is fascinating because what the World Series that we lost to these Astros, I sat and watched and just knew inside that it was because we could never hold up to that pitching. That comparatively speaking, we just paled. We were such a far cry from the way they pitched us, and now. Over the last 3 years, we've revamped this thing to where I feel so great about our pitching.
Sure.
And now let's go see how we hold up.
Yeah.
I think we're going to show the world that we're going to be in good
shape. But the outfield is still weak, and the bullpen is really weak.
Major problem. The outfield is
they
a major
are.
Problem.
It's
and we need like two bullpen arms. That might mean one's currently a guy who's starting at times.
They're a lopsided team in an odd way. Let's go to the phones. Where do you stand on them? Do you believe in them? 215-592-9494. Patrick and Tabernacle kicking us off. What's going on, Patrick?
Hey, Joe, man. Welcome back, dude.
Thanks, pal.
So, listen, I'm more in on this. I'm thinking here it's getting close to the trade deadline, and we continue. And Rich, you just hit it, too. We are, and that's something I haven't really said, owned up to. It's like, we're doing this without Harper here. And we're putting some good wins. We're winning some series against, we just beat the Mets again. So I'm definitely in on the idea of Dombrowski doing something. Like, if he needs to, get rid of a starting pitcher to do something. Because, like, Joe, you said it too, like, lopsided is a great way to look. And listen, we have a really good team. And the obviously the starting pitching is definitely what we're hitching our horses.
Yeah. Patrick, let me tell you something that is a bit of a concern for me, though, is when Bryce comes back, what version of him are you going to get? And, I was struck, Patrick, I was really struck. The other day, I looked at Bryce's numbers from his MVP season in 2021, and they were unbelievable, man. He was way above a .400 on base. He was like a .625 slugging. Like, that version of that guy may never be again. And I'm not telling you it's definitely not, but if you follow the way baseball often works, post-steroids, you have guys like Bonds extending their careers seven ridiculous superlative seasons. Like, if you follow, like, a guy like Griffey, it's possible that version of Bryce Harper will never be again. And that would hurt them because they could use that lift, especially as most of the other parts of the lineup do seem to be going down within their career.
John, it's a very interesting thought. I never, with Hart, how old is he now? 33.
He turns 33 in October.
Yeah, listen, we have this big contract with him and others, and I just can't look.
Patrick, think about Ryan Howard and Chase Utley. Around this age, and I'd have to look it up, but they never, ever again, the Phillies never got from those guys what they were doing in their late 20s. They never got it back.
Joe, you just dealt some what a bummer. That's bummer news, man.
Well, I don't know if it's news. It's just something to be aware of.
Yeah, it's a reality. Yeah, it's
because here's the thing. Like, in 22 in the playoffs, he turned it up. Look, I think he's played well in every playoff. I know he has. But they could use that force, man. He was a force. And I hope he can get back to that point.
I don't know if he's got – I don't know. We'll see what kind of swagger and we'll see what kind of numbers he can start putting up again. Listen, the fact when he used to – that's a great point. When he walked up to the plate a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah.
A lot different than him walking up to the plate now.
Well, think of it this way, Patrick, and good call. As great as Utley, Howard, and Rollins were, and they were great, I felt pretty confident, let's say, in discussions we had last year, that Bryce Harper was the second best Phillies player I'd seen behind only Mike Schmidt in my lifetime. I'm not talking about Steve Carlton, position players. Like, to me, my lifetime, I grew up, Carlton and Schmidt were the two major megastars, high-level Hall of Famers when I was very young, And then you had these other, you know, parts through the years. You know, Dutch and Dykstra and Crocker, you know. You had Abreu and Rowland. Like the really good players. Then, of course, you got the Rollins, Howard, and Utley. And then somewhere in there you had Jim Thome, but only for a couple years. But, like, I was like, yeah, all that's really nice and well, but Bryce Harper's the second best I've seen. And now you wonder, do you get that ever again? Look, 215-592-9494. All right, all through the show, we'll get you ready for some of the draft prospects. The Sixers on the clock tomorrow night with pick 3. We'll get to some audio coming up next related to some of the key prospects for you to be aware of. There's really four players, unless the Sixers trade up, which is apparently extremely unlikely. There's really four players for you to be aware of. We'll get you set for all four of them today. We'll also give you a chance to win concert tickets coming up and more. And also, I'll give you a little something on the trip to Bermuda. I know Seltzer's just looking to fire questions off at me.
Unbelievable. You know.
Yes, I like to get away, and yes, I like to, you know, just...
Hang with Fred Barnett and
fly
Bermuda.
Under the radar.
Yep, no big deal.
You know.
Yeah.
All right, Jenna Cameron and John Ritchie. Just in the last day or so, I started getting excited for the Sixers draft. Not head over heels, but, like, it is an opportunity. I mean, my God, we can't act like it's nothing. So you just heard Jay Billis talking there about Ace Bailey, who many consider the player from 3 on with the highest upside, but also one of the bigger downsides if his game, you know, doesn't sort of get refined at the level of the NBA. I mean, sometimes really athletic guys can just get blown out of the league if they don't learn how to like play the game, so to speak. So, all right, that's Billis talking about Ace.
Spoken from some experience.
Well, I never refined anything.
No, that's part of what went wrong.
But I also didn't have the, you know, jump through the ceiling sort of talent.
Did you?
Or 6'8".
Not?
Or 6'8". I didn't have that. But I did have
sure?
The J. I always said the J.
Well, it feels like you got the confidence, like you had the jump out of the...
No, the I didn't have that. I had the J, not the jump, but I had the J. I mean, John, you give me the ball 16 feet, bang! Mm-hmm. Just sound like Eric Snow, man. 16 feet in.
So good. But that's a set
that's
shot.
That's the shooter
Snow
you want to go with.
It's certainly something you should aspire
to. Okay.
People know what I just said.
That's very good.
Nobody ever had more limited range.
It's unbelievable. God.
No guard, especially.
Right, that's
ever.
What I mean.
Yeah.
It was like
ever.
15, 16 feet, and
it was
that was
unbelievable.
It was unbelievable.
Or fell asleep on the radio.
Well, that was a whole nother
that was
one.
Epic, yeah.
That was incredible.
Joe, your shot is a set shot.
You have seen me in the free throw thing, but wait till me versus Fritz, man. By the way,
so you've got like a jumper for days?
Well, I'll have to have off the dribble. I mean, one-on-one is off the dribble. Like, that's one-on-one basketball. You gotta,
you can't just stand still.
Yeah,
you gotta create your knock them down.
That's been my contention the whole time. Like, you have to defend Jack.
Yeah.
Jack can easily defend you.
Well,
he's much taller.
I guess we'll find out. By the way, Goff, maybe Sunday.
Much greater reach.
Ooh,
yeah, that's the word.
That's soon, man.
But I'm still waiting for the official confirmation. I'm waiting for, like, are we on? I mean, I got it in my calendar Sunday. Blocked off calendar Sunday.
But that's serious. That means
it is serious.
Real.
But yeah. I also would like to get out there on the golf course in the next couple of days and we'll practice.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, it's really hot. Well, my view on Sunday is the hotter the better. Because you can just tell he's one of those guys that'll just, like, wilt. You know,
and I don't mean what? What? Mm-hmm. Just looking at him.
Well, it's not just looking at him. It's also his personality. I mean, Ray, you got to admit, the hotter, the better for me. Hammer's gonna, you know, stay in there with fortitude.
Yeah, because you are the definition of tough.
Yeah, I was trying to be nice about it.
We should have that poll at some point. Who's gonna have more fortitude?
Tougher?
Me or Fritz on a hot day. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox. From Armin Chevrolet, together let's drive, visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question, who do you want the 76ers to draft at pick 3? It's really between four guys. We've put them in alphabetical order. They are A, Ace Bailey. He's the Rutgers 6'7.5", you know, small forward, shooting guard, but mostly small forward. 6'7.5", Ace Bailey. And that's the name we've heard the most. The second option is VJ Edgecombe. So he is a Baylor shooting guard. Now, any of these shooting guards, and we're going to give you a couple of them, create obviously a logjam. Knowing that you have Maxey and knowing that you have, help me out, what's McCain?
McCain.
So that's a problem. And by the way, the last time the Sixers dealt with this, it wasn't great Because
the centers?
Yeah. Yeah, the Joel, Nerlens, and Okafor. Now, only one of the three could ultimately play.
So why would we paint ourselves into that corner?
Because if he's the best player, he's the best player. I mean, think of it this way. Thank God. Let me think about it. Embiid was taken second, and Okafor was third. Yeah. But point is, there's that argument for get the best player. Option three is Trey Johnson, Texas shooting guard. And option four is Con Knipple, the Duke 6'5" shooting guard, small forward. All right, so let's get you ready on option B there, VJ Edgecombe. We just heard about Bailey from Billis. Let's listen to Billis on VJ Edgecombe and what he could bring to the table.
VJ Edgecombe of Baylor is a wing, and he's probably the most athletic wing in the draft. You know, kind of high flyer, really good vertical, excellent in transition. He goes after the offensive glass, and he's a multi-positional defender. That can be really impactful on the defensive end as a wing. He can make a standstill three. I think he's got some growth there, but he kind of reminds me, and I'm saying this at 19, if you compare when these guys were 19, he reminds me a little bit of Victor Oladipo at 19, and he reminds me a little bit of Dwayne Wade at 19. Now, obviously, those guys went on to be a hell of a lot better later on than they were at 19, but I think that's the sort of trajectory that is possible for BJ Edgecombe, because he has that those kind of measurables right now.
There's a lot of people that think Edgecombe will actually be the pick, even though Ace Bailey's gotten more chatter since the Sixers landed that third pick, you know, about 4 weeks ago or so. A lot of people think Edgecombe will be the guy. Look, we'll say we're going to get you prepared today, play a lot of audio, and let you know who some of these guys are. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the phones, talk to Donald right now. Donald, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are we doing?
Doing well, Donald.
Fantastic, buddy.
Good. You know, I was, I talked to Giglio yesterday.
Yep.
And I was telling him, well, first of all, Hugh didn't believe, you know, we were World Series contenders. And I told Hugh, I said, you know, I'm like everybody else. We want to wait until the playoffs and see what happens. But I did tell Hugh, I said, Hugh, I've been watching their approach at the plate, and it's been very different from the last couple of years.
I agree with that.
To where they've been very consistent. We're just sticking with whatever pitch they are giving, whatever they have to adjust to go with the pitch and do what they need to do, they're doing that. And the one thing I like is, you know, like we're starting games and we're having like a couple scoreless innings, but you don't see them giving up. You know, you don't see them becoming desperate. You see them sticking with it. And of course, that last Mets game, you know, we just busted out in the fifth inning, you know, so. So when I was telling them this, because you guys had a Ray Dininger, you know, on your show, you know, some time back, and I agree with him. I just think it'll come down to, is if we don't make it to the World Series, it'll be because our time has passed and these guys are on a decline. And I'm only saying that because of their new approach.
Well, the hitters are more on the decline. The pitchers aren't. I mean, Wheeler's still in his prime, and frankly, Luzardo and Ranger are pitching. If you include Ranger last year and Ranger right now, it's the best he's ever pitched. And obviously, this is clearly the best Luzardo has ever pitched. And by the way, Sanchez certainly hasn't. Like, Sanchez is dynamite also. I mean, it's...
Luzardo, we never talk about it.
I mean, that's a World Series. You know, that staff is World Series contention.
No, there's absolutely no question about it.
Yeah, the staff is. But the amazing thing about it, for why I feel so much better when I'm watching them, is that even if we lose a game, it doesn't break them from what we should be doing at the plate, and they bounce right back and they keep on moving. So I look at it like from that standpoint, is that if it does with this formula or what it is, it'll just be that they're on a decline. You know,
well, some of them are. By the way, Donald, you're an outstanding caller, my man. I know you don't call too often, but call as often as you can, man. Great call.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, appreciate Donald. That. 215-592-9494. All right, Arkansas Fred and Joe, just hanging out.
Man.
What?
How did this happen? You know, because you went last time. Yep. It was such a thing. I mean, you clogged the toilet and blamed it on a little girl. Like, there were all kinds of issues. And now you're going back to Fred's? Yeah, what happened?
Not. what happened is we went out to dinner, me, Fred, Amy from Villanova, and Fred's wife. This was about 3 months ago, maybe, here in Philly. Because he actually lives in Bermuda. He moved, I think, in 2021 to Bermuda.
That sounds great.
So it is actually really cool. Because he also comes back a lot. Like, he's probably through that airport, you know, every month.
I was with him at a tailgate. I showed you a picture. He's a super nice guy.
He's a great guy. In football season, he's back a ton.
Yeah. Well, he must be nice to put up with you.
I know.
So to answer your question, when we went out to dinner a couple months ago, he's like, yeah, it's his birthday. So it was his birthday a couple days back. And over the weekend, he had, I don't know, 40 people.
Okay, 50? This is a little better. It wasn't just you and Amy and the Barnetts hanging
Correct.
For the weekend.
I did not stay in his house.
Okay, this is slightly better.
We got a hotel this time.
Fred's Q rating is going back up just a little bit.
I would say it was between 40 to 60 people, and it was a great crew. I mean,
like, you want to shout out anyone we know?
No.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
There was no former Eagles. It was none of that.
Was there anyone that you knew from before?
Good question.
Any?
No.
Wow. So new.
It was his family and friends.
He made a bunch of new friends.
Yeah. No. Really cool people. Some from Philly. Some that live down there. I mean, really great. He's got great people. Him and his wife. Yeah. And also his brother. Never met his brother before. And like the in-laws, like, just wonderful people. Look, we had a great time. There was a big old dinner
Sounds
at one
like
point.
The kind of thing he invited these people to. Never thought Joe in a million years would accept.
Yeah, we're having our family down. Like, if you really want to come, I guess you could show up.
No, Fred was like, yeah, it's going to be my family, my extended family. You know, it's really
my
a family.
Friends.
Do you think Joe went, could I come? Can I come? Or
in your defense, Joe, I would never invite anybody to my birthday party. I wouldn't want there.
Thank you, Rhea.
All right.
You don't make that.
I will say that.
We're not sure he got invited.
All right. So you were hanging out with Fred back in the fall?
No, because I looked at the picture
winter?
Recently. It was when,
you're bundled up, maybe a playoff game?
Might have been.
And he did not disavow me to you, right?
No, he did not. I said, I work with Joe DiCaprio. He's like, oh, he's a great guy. And I go, to be determined.
He does seem to like me.
I appreciate that. He liked every perfect stranger he met at the tailgate.
Well, that too.
he's very popular.
Yeah, well, he's a great guy. He really is. All right, so here's the deal. We'll have some fun with this reality of me and Fred just hanging out. Because obviously we're a little bit of an odd couple. We're a duo that's got certain gaps. He's a big-time football player.
You're not.
You know? I mean, not at all.
He's got a really cool nickname.
He is I got a decent nickname. Decent nickname. But anyway, today we're going to give away a pair of tickets to see Bare Naked Ladies. They've got a tour coming up. Last Summer on Earth tour. Let's hope it's not, actually. But the Last Summer on Earth tour at the Met Philly, this is happening in about a month, July 22nd. Tickets are available for purchase at Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com. You can also win them, though, here today. Here's how. In honor of me and Fred, just a duo with a couple gaps between us. And look, gaps to me can be personality. It can be...
One of you is cool, the other is not.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, he's got NFL player wealth, I don't. Yeah. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he chartered a big old boat that we all went out on Sunday for 4 hours. I mean, it's kind of like his birthday party. He pays for it. No. Works for me. I'll show up for that. So that, you know, a gap of some sort might be physically you look different, whatever it might be. Give us an answer today at 215-592-9494 in honor of me and Freddie. A gap between a duo of some sort. Best answer, whoever provides it, is going to win the Bare Naked Lady tickets. John, what do you think? And by the way, real life or fiction? Can be real, it can be fictional. There's a lot of choices to go with. John, what are you thinking?
I wish this were fiction, but there is a massive gap for me, a schism between anyone who is a potential love interest for my daughters, plural.
Okay.
And my daughter. I'm telling you, it really hit me hard recently when there was, you know, like a kid who liked my daughter.
And she didn't like him back? Is
well,
that...
it became a whole dramatic thing. So I am not ready for that. I'm very, I became very aware.
You misidentified the gap.
No one.
No, you got the wrong gap. The gap is their interest in her and your interest in them having interest in her.
That gap is correct. Massive. Yes.
Yeah, I get that gap. Yes. All right, well, that gap makes a lot of sense. I'm sure there's a lot of fathers out there that could speak to that. Seltzer, a gap. Adila, what do you got?
Other than
John and the future boyfriends.
Mine will be a more, relevant answer.
John, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, it was good. I don't even want to think about that. I got a little while still. I'm not.
No,
not
you
in.
Don't.
No, she's
I'm telling
six.
You,
I got a little time.
It's oppressive. It never goes away.
When it comes,
upon
I
you,
know,
and you,
trust
know,
me.
You know, it's going to wait. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming.
This is really, thank you for that. I will, in honor of my daughter, actually, who loves this, Barbie and Ken. I mean, poor Ken. What a loser.
So what's the issue? I don't know enough. What's
Barbie's freaking Barbie, and Ken is like the they brought Ken along.
He's a stiff,
especially with
he's
the
just,
movie.
You know,
he's a stiff
with the new movie.
Yeah. He's just a doofus.
Yeah,
okay,
you know,
totally
all
right. Doofus.
And he's not Barbie. That's
so
the real key.
But he's like a good-looking guy, right? I mean,
sure.
Could it Ken
like just? He's blank.
But you think
there's
Ken would not normally
there.
Get Barbie, like
he's
in real
vapid.
Life. Is that
Barbie
the concept?
Barbie chose Ken, not the other way
Barbie
around.
Barbie runs the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Look, we're looking for a big answer, a gap of some sort between a duo. Rhea, what do you think?
I'm going with the movie Twins, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
Massive.
Eternal Twins.
So
DeVito's
I'm going to go to...
incredible.
You know what? It's a great answer. I'm going to go... It's a great movie. I'm going to go real life, very similar, Rhea, to a certain extent. But real life... And I think this could have been a winning answer, but I'm going to put it out there right away. They played together for one season. They were, at the time, I believe, the tallest and shortest in the history of the league. 1988, Washington Bullets, on the same team, had Manute Bol and Muggsy Bogues.
Yeah,
that's wild.
One was 7'7",
and there was that,
and the
picture.
Other was 5'3", and there was that picture that
was in Sports Illustrated,
and it would be
so
posters.
Everyone, I had that on my wall.
I mean, 7'7". And 5'3" would be on the court at the same time.
It was so cool.
It's a physical gap. Look, give us a big answer. When you think of a duo, that there's just some sort of contrast.
Muggsy Bogues was good.
No, he was very good. He was a starting point guard for probably 7 or 8 years.
Legitimately good.
I agree.
And it wasn't just like a sideshow
thing. I totally agree.
Yeah, he was a highly functional NBA player.
Yeah, Charlotte Hornets. He was a solid player for about a decade with them. Look, give us a great answer on a duo, and you can win the Bare Naked Lady tickets. A duo that's got, you know, some kind of gap going on there. Let's go to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, team. So I'm preparing myself to really kind of come away from this draft, like, very unsatisfied.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, it's a sign of great compromises. Both parties leave the table equally pissed or whatever. Really trying to temper my expectations. If we do in fact draft that Knipple guy, it's only a matter of time before you forget to pronounce the K, Joe, and create something real, really interesting. But where do we go? I mean, it's like I think whatever they do in this draft kind of informs their future kind of indirectly on Embiid.
So, Ed, I'll just tell you this. I draft independent of anything to do what you will. I'd love to tell you otherwise. If they were on the cusp of a title and it's like, let's get the guy for the next 2 to 3 years and maybe puts them over the top or a trade, like the year the Cavs just got LeBron back and they traded number one to get Kevin Love, let's go chase the ring, and they got it. Like, I'd love to have that conversation, but I'm not having that conversation because they're not right on the cusp of a title. So, you know, I'm just looking for the best player over the next 10 years. I think it's – now, I don't like the fact that it could be a guard, and then you got guard heavy, so it might require a trade. Maybe Maxey has to go. Maybe what do I always forget his name? McCain.
Yeah.
Maybe McCain has to go, but, like, I'd rather deal with that than pick the wrong guy. Just get the best player for now. Figure it out on the back end.
Yeah, and real quick on the Phillies, I'm all in on them. It's funny, like, our two biggest threats in the National League, the Dodgers and Mets, have glaring deficiencies in their starting pitching. I mean, you have, you know, Ohtani going out as an opener. He's really not ready to pitch yet. And then the Mets are throwing, you know, every Tom, Dick, or Harry out there for 3 or 4 innings.
But Otani in October could be a different deal. I mean, it's not even July yet, so you got to give him time to build himself up. He could
and
be.
The Dodgers won the World Series without starting pitching last year. Also,
he could be a real factor as an arm in October. There's no doubt.
Yeah, but to your point about the starting pitching, that has been consistently good all year, and bats will run hot and cold, even the Dodgers and Mets. So hopefully we can kind of ride that wave, but we definitely need to make some moves on the margin to, you know, put us over the top in other areas.
Understood. All right, Ed, give me a great answer here. Other than, like, you know, the Odd Couple, because obviously Oscar and Felix is a classic from fictional. Give me a duo that's got a gap somewhere in there, a contrast.
He's still performing to this day. I don't know what the other guy's doing. How about Simon and Garfunkel?
Massive.
So what is it, James? What's the...
Is that Paul Simon's one of the greatest musicians of all time, and
that's what I thought.
And he's Art Garfunkel?
That's what I thought.
You know? He's just a guy who hung out with him for a while.
Was he really awesome back then?
Paul Simon?
No.
Oh, no. Garfunkel was never awesome. That's the point. It was Simon. Yeah.
And everybody knows that?
Everybody knows
that.
Everybody knows that.
That's what I thought. Just wanted to make sure.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.